Dan Bongino, Joe Biden would take money away from the cops, damage public safety. By Robert Krajicek on October 15, 2020. Dan Bongino, conservative commentator, former Secret Service agent, and author of Follow the Money, The Shocking Deep State Connections of the Anti-Trump Cabal, warned host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily that Joe Biden, if elected, would reduce funding for law enforcement and diminish public safety. Bongino recalled that Biden promised Now This News in July that he would redirect funds for policing. Biden also said police officers become the enemy and operate as an invading military when using surplus military equipment. Lowered funding for law enforcement will reduce the quality of police officers, Bongino explained. Money matters, Bongino said. It's not everything. It's not necessarily just positive for law enforcement, but it matters. It hires police officers. It pays police officers. It pays overtime for police officers, and that's important when you're on the inside. Bongino continued, when I was a cop in New York City, with the NYPD, the adjoining counties, Nassau, Suffolk County, and Long Island, paid better. Now, most of the cops actually lived in Nassau and Suffolk County. Not in New York City, the problem was they paid better. They paid a lot better than New York City, sometimes up to six figures for a journeyman police officer. Bongino went on, what happened? We lost all our best cops. They all left New York City and went to Nassau and Suffolk County. I'm not suggesting we should pay every single public servant a six-figure salary. I'm just saying money does matter, and to get good cops, you're going to have to pay them decent salaries, and you're going to have to reward them for their time worked. It's no different than any other job. Listen. Bongino added, so when you're talking about defunding a police, which means less equipment, less salaries, and less overtime, why is it a mystery that you're going to get less skilled police officers because the better ones are going to stay away? If it's a low-paying job, they're just not going to take it. And then your best cops you're going to lose to places like the Secret Service. You have Donald Trump saying, "We are behind the cops," Bongino remarked. If there is a role for public dollars, this is it. Public safety, our military, and the court system, right? And then you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on the record, supporting, defund the police. Bongino recalled, when asked about redirecting funds away from the police. It was a very specific question, you can look it up on the internet yourself, Joe Biden said, yes, absolutely. That's a quote, if he wasn't lying, that means he is going to take money away from the cops. And you're gonna see a significant dent in public safety in your neighborhood. Crime explodes when politicians that hate the cops are elected. Bongino concluded, highlighting New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio as an example. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.